Good morning and welcome to chapel. This is our second opportunity to hear reflections from the engagement and learning on summer cross-cultural seminars. Last week on Friday, we heard from the groups that traveled to Lithuania and Myanmar. Those were the six-week programs. Today we have we hear from three-week programs that occurred last summer. First of all, we'll hear from Quebec, and then the local context, and followed by Washington, D.C. And so we'll just go in that order. Welcome.
I'm going to invite the Quebec group to come up and just have a seat here, and you're going to hear mostly from them. I'm Nancy Heisey, and I was the leader of the group. And Lydia Stoll, who is here, who helped me way back in the planning stages, was a teaching assistant for me during the 3 weeks. We're going to hear from two students about our experiences. We looked at Quebec as a place where all kinds of identities meet and conflict and sometimes work together. Different language groups, different religious groups, secular groups, First Nations people. There were lots of different ways that we tried to understand what it's like to be in a place where everybody's kind of trying to figure out who they are. So I'm going to let the two students share, and while they do, you can look at some of the great pictures that they took. And oh, by the way, food was a big part of our time, so you can enjoy the food pictures, okay?
Bonjour, bienvenue à Chapelle. Je m'appelle Audrey. Je suis étudiante à EMU. À Québec, nous avons appris français. Nous avons étudié à la Maison de l'Amitié. So while we were in French for 3 weeks, we learned some, or while we were in Canada for 3 weeks, we learned some French. And so about, not quite every day, but most of the days of the week, we would meet in our student residence that we stayed in, and we would have about a two-hour French class. And our teacher's name was Fabian. And so we kind of got an introductory lesson to French. And when we were out in the city in different places, we were able to communicate with some of the people there. Like, you go into the grocery store and you kind of talk to the cashier, or you'd be on the bus and you kind of start up a little conversation. So some of the common phrases that we used a lot while we were there was, comment ça va, like, how are you? And you say, ça va bien, merci, and ask them, et toi? And we also learned things like, please is obviously, is s'il vous plaît, bless you is à tes souhaits, just different phrases like that that we used a lot. And in between our group, we kind of practiced on each other with those kinds of things. And our final assignment for, like, the last day that we were there, we met at a restaurant, and our teacher was there. And our assignment was to make a short poem in French. And it didn't necessarily have to make sense, but it was to focus on using, like, the same sounds within the words, because that was something we really struggled with, was, like, pronunciation, because it's really tough, especially the way it's spelled and everything. So I'm going to share my poem with you, and then I'll tell you the translation, because it's kind of funny, because it doesn't make any sense. So mine is, c'est super, pardon, bonne journée les hommes, crème glacée, s'il vous plaît, enchanté. So it pretty much means, super, pardon, good day, or have a good day, men, and then ice cream, please, and then pleased to meet you. So that was my poem.
So I'm going to be sharing a journal entry that I wrote while we were in Quebec. And to give a little context about what it's about, we helped with the agricultural fair in Quebec, which is basically, it's a day on a weekend that the city and everyone in the city comes together, and they give away plants, there are presentations and things like that. So it's just kind of a fun, just a day. So I'm going to talk about some interactions that I had with some of the people that came to the fair, because we were volunteering with the fair, so people were coming to me and asking me a lot of questions, and I knew very little French, so some of the interactions were kind of interesting. So the first interaction I had was actually in the morning. One of my jobs was to open the barriers on the streets so cars that were setting up booths could come through. So I approached a car that was stopped in front of the barrier, and he started to explain in French what his booth was and what he needed, and why he needed to get through. And so I smiled at him and apologized and said, I'm sorry, I don't speak that much French. So the gentleman started laughing at me and said in a light way, you don't speak any French, do you? He's like, how old are you? And I replied that I was 19 and currently learning French. And he joked with me and said, in 5 years, I expect you to be completely fluent in French. And I smiled and said, I'll do my best. So I was like, but I'm not so sure. The gentleman smiled and laughed, and I moved the barrier so he could get through. Another interaction I had was actually with a woman that spoke both French and English very well. She initially started talking to me in French, and after I said bonjour, I apologized and told her I didn't speak that much French. She smiled and said, no problem. She spoke English extremely well, which actually really surprised me because she spoke French so fluently that it struck me really odd when she just started talking to me in English. She asked me what the fair was about, and I explained that it was an agricultural fair that the Maison de l'Amitié, which was the House of Friendship where we stayed, organizes each year. And I said that there are presentations, food, and plants that people can watch or buy, and that the fair is just an attempt to make the city a little greener. She smiled and thanked me for my help and continued on her way. And although both of these interactions may seem kind of commonplace, they were both similar in several ways and were interactions I had actually not experienced during my time in Montreal. First of all, both of the people were asking for my assistance in some way. And secondly, they both initially started talking to me in French. Fortunately, both quickly realized I could not understand them, and they were gracious to talk in English. But they were both new experiences for me because I actually hadn't had a real conversation with any of the people in Montreal. So it was nice to be able to talk to them and help them with any questions they had, because as a tourist, I was constantly asking people questions, and I felt like I was very new to the city, so it was nice to be able to provide that help to the people. And so the agricultural fair was kind of a stepping out of our bubble experience, because a lot of people did approach us and were expecting us to know what was going on. And being in a foreign city, it was different because we really didn't know what was going on, but we kind of had to act like we did. But it was a really good experience, and it helped us engage with the people in the city and really get to know the city and the people that live in the city.
Hi, everyone. My name is Myra. I'm a nursing student here. This is Christy and Glenda. We did the local context cross-cultural this summer. First of all, I can start out by saying that none of us really wanted to do it. I think we even all tried to get out of it. We're old. I mean, as far as college students go, we have kids. We just felt like we didn't. We've had plenty of cross-cultural experiences. What's the point? But anyway, we did it. Let's see. So, like I said, we're all nursing students, so we've been working in the healthcare setting, and any of you that have been to the doctor kind of know that just going to the doctor and being in that setting is kind of like a cross-cultural experience in and of itself. I mean, we talk about the color, shape, and size of poop on a regular basis, so that's kind of like, it's not socially acceptable to talk about that stuff all the time. So I was born and raised in Harrisonburg, so doing this local context, I was kind of like, what am I going to learn in Harrisonburg? What else don't I know? I was surprised to find out that there is a lot of history in Harrisonburg, a lot more than I even knew about. So we got to learn a lot about Harrisonburg. I have never really thought about the African-American culture being a different, I guess it is a different culture, but I never really considered it to be a cross-cultural experience. But learning about the history in Harrisonburg and all of the churches and the people that live downtown, I was raised thinking that Kelly Street or downtown was dangerous and you shouldn't go there and shouldn't talk to the people that are around there. But we went downtown, we walked around, and we talked to all the people, and it was amazing. I mean, the people are nice, they're friendly, they're not scary like I was raised to think that they are. So that was fun to learn. My favorite part was going on our DC trip. My favorite part was going to see a play put on by children. It was the cutest thing you could ever imagine. But I guess that would be my favorite part. And I'll let Christy and Glenda share their favorite parts.
You wrapped it up for me. You go right ahead.
So when we visited Newtown, I wasn't raised in Rockingham County. I was raised in Page County, so I didn't know much about the history, but Newtown was very interesting to me. I loved visiting all the churches, and even though their denominations may have been a little different, they all, like, worshipped each other. Like, even though you would go to one church and talk to them, that church would always have great things to say about the next church we were going to visit, and I found that, like, wonderful. The play she's talking about was in a poor part of D.C. where they're trying to rebuild now. So this little playhouse was developed, and it was all, like, volunteers. But the children were just so in love with what they were doing. And the parents in the audience, you could just see on their faces the pride and joy of these children being up there. And that was just amazing to me. I loved D.C. altogether. I had never been to D.C., like, where you know, I've always been to the Capitol and all, but not to the outer reaches of D.C., and so that was amazing. Baron was always just so excited to just show us everything, and it was always, new food, we're going to try new food, and I'd be like, no, I don't want new food, just give me pizza or something. But so then we went to an Indian restaurant, and I was like, okay, well, I'm not really going to order anything, and he's like, oh, but you're going to try something, and I was like, I can't eat Mary Had a Little Lamb. I just can't do it. But we did it, and I loved it, and I've taken my husband there since, and I've been like, you have to try this. So it was just many, many aspects of that. Even though we never really went further than D.C. outside of our community, we probably were more enriched by what Byron showed us than I have, you know. I live here, and I just, you don't appreciate it until you see the other aspects. We went and we talked to a girl that is trying to get her citizenship. What was that, Byron? What was
she? She was graduating. Yeah.
Yeah, she was undocumented. And so we learned a lot about the undocumented immigrants in the area and how they can get their college education, but then they can't use it because they're undocumented. And how unfair that is, that they are contributing to our community in positive ways, and yet we still don't want to allow them to do what they love. Like, even if they go and they study nursing, they can get a nursing degree, that's fine, but then they can't practice it. So that was kind of sad for me to find out that I just assumed that if they could go to school, then they could use what they were educated or what they had loved to learn, and it's not the case. So that was really disheartening to me. But in all, after I stomped my feet and whined about it, and I loved it. It was probably the best couple weeks I had all summer, and I really enjoyed. We loved each other. We got to know each other and spent time together, and we all came from different walks of life. We had, you know, these young boys that we were trying to take care of that didn't want us to, but we were still mothering them.
Yeah.
So it was great. I think if you can't go away and for some reason and you can't get the experience outside of your country, you can get just as much experience right here in your town. So
yeah, I think the most enriching part for me was going in with the preconceived notions and just having those judgments and then just totally coming out with a different point of view. So that was really
very enlightening.
Yeah.
Thanks, Byron.
Thanks, Byron.
All right. Hi, I'm Brittany McCulloch. I'm a senior, and I went on the 3-week cross-cultural in D.C. this summer with Deanna and Lauren, who's also here today. We did a lot of interesting things. I'm not going to lie, I didn't want to go on to D.C. I'm from Northern Virginia. I live 30 minutes away from the city. It was not a thing I wanted to do. We watched D.C. local news. My parents were really afraid of me going, and I was very surprised how much fun I had and how it was such an interesting experience and so much that we saw and everything like that. I'm a history major, so I took African American history last spring, and going in, we learned a lot about African American history within the city with David Hilvicker. He was a local doctor in DC and worked with homeless and established Christ House and Joseph's House. Christ House was a place that like a free clinic for homeless people that could come in and get any medication or any like doctor assistance that they needed, and they could even stay there up to 30 days, I believe, and before they had to leave and go back, and hopefully they found a way to continue getting them the medical attention they needed. And he also helped establish Joseph's House, which was a place for, was set up in the 80s for homeless people or just people in the community that had AIDS and needed a place to stay. And eventually, if they did pass on, they had a place to do it. We visited both places, and it was kind of empowering seeing how many of the people that worked there, how they kept up a positive spirit and everything like that. During our time, we also got to visit the Bishop T. Walker School for Boys. That was in Southeast D.C., and it was an all-boy African-American school, and we got to sit down with the president, or in the principal, I mean, and he gave us, like, a huge overview of how he saw education in the D.C. area and how he wanted to continue teaching young children, particularly boys, keep them out of trouble and keep them on a positive way of life. And we went to Sitar, which was a art center where children could go after school, do art projects, or they could take like private music lessons. So that was kind of cool to see all the things that were available for them after school to keep them out of trouble, or just something for them to do in general, so the parents didn't have to worry for their children. And then one of the highlights of our trip, we actually got to go to the Pentagon. We got a private tour, and we got to see a lot of what they've done. It's very interesting to see how the walls of the Pentagon is like a museum. There's huge displays of things that the government has helped with. And we got to see the 9/11 memorial. We got to walk in the hallway that got hit. And with 9/11 coming up, that was kind of an interesting thing that, you know, to be reminded that people did die and we're thankful for their sacrifice and what we've done for our country since. And one other thing we really did, we went to MANA, which was a organization that helped with low-income housing, and they worked really hard to build up a lot of housing so people didn't have to work and lose all their money on just finding an apartment. They had an apartment that they could live in and continue to live in for years. We met a guy that lived in one and now owns a house. And it's been like 20 years or so since he got to own his own house through MANA, and it helped him and his family tremendously. And I would recommend this trip because it's way more interesting and more in-depth than you think, and it's a great opportunity. It was a lot of fun.